The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Sunday is here. It's the end of the Easter season. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the Solemnity of Pentecost. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In the Gospel today, we read of Jesus giving his Spirit to the disciples. They are given the power to continue his saving mission for the whole human family. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that church movements and groups may rediscover their mission of evangelization each day, placing their own charisms at the service of needs in the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. The account of Pentecost and today's solemnity comes from the Acts of the Apostles. That is the first reading in today's Mass. The Pentecost was really quite like a dramatic event with its fire and the wind, this description over the Apostles, the tongues of fire. Yet there is a kind of gentle prelude to this drama in the Gospel reading of today when the risen Christ, the Lord, appeared to the apostles in the upper room. We are told that the Lord breathed on them. His divine lungs were like a strong wind, a powerful gust of fresh air that revived their drooping spirits and gave them this new capacity they could never have had on their own. The capacity to offer God's forgiveness, which can only come from this new channel of grace. He breathed on them the breath of life. It's kind of like a defibrillator awakening the life of the soul in grace. You know, when a person stops breathing, well, he's not breathing. He must be dead. But when the Lord's presence stops breathing in a soul, it's like the grace of God that suddenly ceased to give it life. It's like kind of like God's grace has died in his soul. But just like the Spirit of God hovering over the deep in the book of Genesis that gave life to the world and all of creation, well, so too the Spirit of God can always come back to a lifeless soul, no matter how dead it seems to be. So the apostles must have been awakened at that moment, but they were also reminded from a few days before when Jesus had promised them that he would not leave them orphaned, that he would ask the Father to send them another paraclete, another advocate, the Spirit of truth, to stay with them forever. Well, that was the paraclete. Not a simple passing presence, a moment of feeling good, a transitory excitement, but the permanent presence of the real God in the church. He came from that invisible breath of Christ himself. They would experience his closeness. Indeed, Pope Francis said that when the Holy Spirit came to the apostles, he was not a passing guest who comes in to pay us a courtesy visit. No, the Holy Spirit didn't just stay for a while with those who received him then. He was here to stay with the church forever. He would reside with them in their hearts, and they would really experience his closeness. But he would make himself also present in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, but also in the life-giving doctrines of the Church. And he would give them a peace that the world cannot give. Now Jesus, as we know, had promised that the Holy Spirit would be their advocate. You know, in French, the word for lawyer is avocat. Avocat. And it's kind of similar in Italian, they say avvocato, un avvocato. That is a lawyer. And a lawyer is the one who defends you when you're accused. And he manages to ensure that you are declared innocent. That's the purpose of a lawyer. And you know, sometimes you hear of some guy who's accused of some crime, and when the judge asks him who will defend him, who will represent him, who is the defense lawyer? And the guy often naively says, well, I will represent myself. I don't need a lawyer. Well, that's what is called the pro se legal defense. I mean, it's permitted, I think. But meaning you argue your own defense on your own behalf. Well, I don't think that usually turns out too well. They think they can defend themselves. They think they know the law or all the tricks, but they can't. And in the end, things usually work out pretty poorly for them. And often they get a much heavier sentence than they imagined. Well, Jesus wants to send the Church this powerful advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will defend us from the prosecution, that is, the devil himself, who prosecutes us. And the evil one is absolutely powerless against such an advocate, such a powerful defense lawyer. Now, it began as a promise in the cenacle. Then came the power of Jesus' breath about the forgiveness of sins. But then we read in the Acts of the Apostles how it all became a reality, kind of when the apostles were huddled together there, together with the Blessed Mother. And it was described as a strong driving wind that made lots of noise in the house, shaking the very foundations. And then from wind and noise, the Holy Spirit appeared in tongues of fire over each of the apostles' heads. You know, those wisps of fire were like red hot, like fire. That's why the liturgical call of the day is this burning red, this purifying fire, which led them all to speak and to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And, well, when they spoke, they lost all their inhibitions. They lost all their nervous anxiety. They spoke with clarity. They were understandable to everyone. There were languages of all kinds and different cultures and varied people in Jerusalem. It was like a United Nations, but they all understood Peter when he spoke in the unifying language of God. Really, there was no need for translators. And when I speak of translators, well, I always remember my days in Rome when I used to help out in the Synod of Bishops there in the early 90s. I had the task of being a translator. We were like a group of, I don't know, 9 or 10 guys, translators. It was a grueling task. We're in a small booth in the synodal hall there in the Vatican, and you have to listen to what some cardinal is saying, and you have to immediately translate what he's saying. You have to do it like right off the cuff. I was doing French and Spanish to English. And the first few seconds, well, it's generally pretty easy. You start, because the guy is, you know, he has these introductory remarks of thanksgiving and appreciation, but then he starts to speed up and he goes to the core of the argument, what he wants to say. And that, you know, it's like sometimes hard to follow. And there are hundreds of bishops listening, and it is presided by the Holy Father, in this case, Pope John Paul II, and he's flanked there by several cardinals. Of course, Pope John Paul II, like, he didn't need a translation because, like, he knew all these languages, you know, so, but all the bishops are listening intently. Sometimes you see them adjusting their headphones, you know, and they're getting every word. And no matter how fast the speaker spoke, you just, like, had to keep at it. And we had on our panel there, we had, like, a red button that would flash them a message in the audience hall. Like, it was like, the message was, slow down, rallentare. But rarely did they pay any attention. So we just, it was pretty stressful. And I have to say that when everybody there understood, well, these synods really did bring us together because they felt really united around the Holy Father. So, you know, I thought actually this might be an opportunity for me to meet Pope John Paul II, you know? Even though they told him, no, don't think this is an occasion. And in any case, I did manage to get closer and closer. And then at one point, well, there I had Pope John Paul II right in front of my face, and I was introduced by him by a cardinal, and he asked me, oh, where are you from? I said, well, I'm from Canada, and I'm one of the translators. And then Pope John Paul II said, in Italian, kind of jokingly, he said, ah, un traditore. Speriamo che non sei traitore. Ah, a translator. I hope you won't be a traitor. And the cameras were snapping and clicking photos, and everybody laughed together. I hope you're a translator, not a traitor, because the two words in Italian are pretty similar, translator and traitor. And it's true, you know, there is a danger that we all end up kind of like, it is a danger that we are like traitors to the faith, if we're not careful. That's why we have to really defend the faith to our friends and just offer them a good explanation of the moral teachings. Or, you know, so when we do that, we should really like invoke the advocate, invoke our defense lawyer. That's the Holy Spirit, so that we can speak correctly, so that they really understand. Maybe we just need a little bit of savoir-faire, you know, like kind of adapt ourselves to the capacities of our hearer. And that's what the Holy Spirit, our defender, our advocate, will help us to do, especially today on this day of Pentecost. You know, he has protected the church throughout centuries, and he will help us too, so that we never be a traitor or ever, ever betray the truth to the salvific message of Jesus. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you how to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Let's begin this day of prayer now, this Pentecost Sunday, as we join with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
Who is he? The King of glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship. Alleluia!
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, Godlike in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee. Thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day.
The Spirit breathes where he wills. You hear his voice, but do not know where he comes from or where he is going. Alleluia.
The Spirit breathes where he wills. You hear his voice, but do not know where he comes from or where he is going. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are. clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the rains, you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains.
At your threat, they took flight. At the voice of your thunder, they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches, they sing their song. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Spirit breathes where he wills. You hear his voice, but do not know where he comes from or where he is going. Alleluia.
Suddenly from the heavens there came the sound of a great wind. Alleluia.
Suddenly from the heavens there came the sound of a great wind. Alleluia.
From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You made the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The trees of the Lord shall drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains and rabbits hide in the rocks.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Suddenly, from the heavens there came the sound of a great wind. Alleluia.
Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Alleluia.
Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Alleluia.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things, great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked exist no more.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Alleluia.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia.
He sustains all creation and knows every word that is spoken. Alleluia.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. Those who live according to the flesh are intent on the things of the flesh. Those who live according to the Spirit, on those of the Spirit. The tendency of the flesh is toward death, but that of the Spirit toward life and peace. The flesh in its tendency is at enmity with God. It is not subject to God's law. Indeed, it cannot be. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. We are debtors then, my brothers, but not to the flesh, so that we should live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the evil deeds of the body, you will live. All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You did not receive a spirit of slavery leading you back into fear, but a spirit of adoption through which we cry out, Abba, that is, Father. The Spirit himself gives witness with our spirit that we are children of God. But if we are children, we are heirs as well, heirs of God, heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so as to be glorified with him. I consider the sufferings of the present to be as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Indeed, the whole created world eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. Creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but by him who once subjected it, yet not without hope, because the world itself will be freed from its slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. Yes, we know that all creation groans and is in agony even until now. Not only that, but we ourselves, although we have the Spirit as first fruits, groan inwardly while we await the redemption of our bodies. In hope we were saved, but hope is not hope if its object is seen. How is it possible for one to hope for what he sees? And hoping for what we cannot see means awaiting it with patient endurance. The Spirit, too, helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in speech. He who searches hearts knows what the Spirit means, for the Spirit intercedes for the saints as God himself wills.
since you are all children of God through your faith in Christ Jesus.
God has sent into your hearts the Spirit of his Son,
crying out, Abba, Father.
Alleluia.
The Lord has not given us a timid spirit, but a spirit of strength, of love, and of self-control.
God has sent into your hearts the Spirit of his Son,
crying out, Abba, Father. Alleluia.
The second reading from the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. When the Lord told his disciples to go and teach all nations and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, he conferred on them the power of giving men new life in God. He had promised through the prophets that in these last days he would pour out his Spirit on his servants and handmaids, that they would prophesy. So when the Son of God became the Son of Man, the Spirit also descended upon him, becoming accustomed in this way to dwelling with the human race, to living in men, and to inhabiting God's creation. The Spirit accomplished the Father's will in men who had grown old in sin and gave them new life in Christ. Luke says that the Spirit came down on the disciples at Pentecost, after the Lord's ascension, with power to open the gates of life to all nations and to make known to them the new covenant. So it was that men of every language joined in singing one song of praise to God, and scattered tribes, restored to unity by the Spirit, were offered to the Father as the first fruits of all the nations. This was why the Lord had promised to send the Advocate. He was to prepare us as an offering to God. Like dry flour, which cannot become one lump of dough, one loaf of bread, without moisture, we who are many could not become one in Jesus Christ without the water that comes down from heaven. And like parched ground, which yields no harvest, unless it receives moisture, we who were once like a waterless tree could never have lived and borne fruit without this abundant rainfall from above. Through the baptism that liberates us from the change and decay, we have become one in body. Through the Spirit, we have become one in soul. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of God came down upon the Lord, and the Lord in turn gave this Spirit to his church, sending the Advocate from heaven into all the world, into which, according to his own words, the devil too had cast down like lightning. If we are not to be scorched and made unfruitful, we need the dew of God. Since we have our accuser, we need an advocate as well. And so the Lord, in his pity for man, who had fallen into the hands of brigands, having himself bound up his wounds and left for his care two coins bearing the royal image, entrusted him to the Holy Spirit. Now, through the Spirit, the image and the inscription of the Father and the Son have been given to us, and it is our duty to use the coin committed to our charge and make it yield a rich profit for the Lord. On the day of Pentecost, they had all gathered together in one place. Out of the heaven, suddenly there came
the sound of a great wind, which filled the whole house. Alleluia.
The disciples had gathered together in one room. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
The sound of a great wind, which filled the whole house. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and, with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
It's Sunday, May 28th, 2023, the Solemnity of Pentecost. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We celebrate today the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the entire church. And in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we actually read about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the Acts of the Apostles. So today's Gospel is kind of a foretelling of that event from the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John.
On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed,
"If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water."
Now this he said about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Let's continue praying just like the apostles. We join with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Oh, breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I on me, breath of God.
O Lord, how good and gentle is your Spirit in us. Alleluia.
O Lord, how good and gentle is your Spirit in us. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O Lord, how good and gentle is your Spirit in us. Alleluia.
Let streams and rivers and all creatures that live in the waters sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Let streams and rivers and all creatures that live in the waters sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Let streams and rivers and all creatures that live in the waters sing praise to God. Alleluia.
The apostles preached in different tongues and proclaimed the great works of God. Alleluia.
The apostles preached in different tongues and proclaimed the great works of God.
Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. The apostles preached in different tongues, and proclaimed the great works of God. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All were filled with the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
All were filled with the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
They began to speak.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
All were filled with the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Receive the Holy Spirit. The sins of those you forgive shall be forgiven. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Receive the Holy Spirit. The sins of those you forgive shall be forgiven. Alleluia.
Christ the Lord has gathered his church in unity through the Spirit. With sure hope, let us ask him, Lord, make the whole world new.
Lord, make the whole world new.
Lord Jesus, when you were raised high upon the cross, streams of living water flowed from your pierced side.
Pour out on us your life-giving Spirit.
Lord, make the whole world new.
In glory at the right hand of God, you gave the gift of the Father to your disciples.
Send forth your Spirit to renew the world.
Lord, make the whole world new.
You gave your Spirit to the apostles with the power to forgive sin.
Destroy all sin in the world.
Lord, make the whole world new.
You promised us the Holy Spirit to teach us all things and remind us of all you had said.
Send us your Spirit to enlighten our minds in faith.
Lord, make the whole world new.
You promised to send the Spirit of truth to bear witness to yourself.
Send forth your Spirit to make us your faithful witnesses.
Lord, make the whole world new.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And so this great day of celebration begins. We celebrate today the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's the end of the Easter season. It's kind of interesting to speculate on what the apostles might have felt before and after this great event. Surely they were at least initially overwhelmed. Wear something red to Mass today if you can, but be sure to get to Mass. Receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great and holy day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.